Well, folks, welcome to the Solar Fit Renewable Energy Show. Bill Gallagher back with you again today. A little bit of a weather report. Pretty darn nice out right here in the beautiful state of Florida. And who would not want to come to Florida? Kid so much about shutting down the 95 going north and having everybody continue coming south. But I don't know. I hope it doesn't break off and float into the ocean. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to our friends at Daytona Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram for their loyal support. And particular, our driver, Mr. Daniel Dye, who was competing last week in COTA, which is Circuit of the Americas, out in Austin, Texas. And he was doing a fine job. It's a road course, very, very tricky road course. But unfortunately, one of the other drivers clipped the front of his car, and that was kind of putting him back about four laps. So it wasn't the best finish ever, but he got a lot of experience, and onward and upward. So anyway, want to make sure everyone knows that he's carrying the Solar Fit colors and the Race to Stop Suicide across America. And another announcement coming up in only about 3 weeks, we're going to have the March to Stop Suicide at Daytona International Speedway. I hope you can join us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have three laps around the 2.5-mile speedway walking. It's called the March. And the proceeds will go to the Race to Stop Suicide and Beyond the Brotherhood, who is a group of Navy SEALs that we want to honor. Anyway, I have the honor today, speaking of which, to introduce a good friend of mine and a very, very successful fellow by the name of Jason Flegel. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Bill. Yeah, it's an honor to be here, and I'm very, very excited to, dive into this conversation with you.
Okay, so I didn't give the people any notice on what you do because I wanted you to surprise them. You've got such a successful business here. But before you do that, you're a young guy, but I always like to go back to day one. Now, not when you were born, but where you were born and how you ended up down here. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I don't know if we have enough time to do that. so I actually grew up in Northwest Ohio, but I grew up in a really large family, very much a medical family. So my dad was a dentist, and my mom actually stayed at home with all of us. I have nine other siblings. So I grew up kind of thinking that, medicine, so either becoming a doctor or becoming like a dentist like my dad and taking over his practice was going to be like my pathway, my professional kind of career. I actually went to college for biology and chemistry. I did a double major, but I always had like an entrepreneurial kind of bug, Bill. And growing up, I was that young guy that, would start selling things on eBay, and I would go to like my neighbors. I'd go like all across town just asking people, hey, do you have, things that I could sell? And then I'll split the profits with you if I sell these things on eBay. So I always was kind of like industrious, entrepreneurial in that way. But I never really kind of recognized that because, again, like I said, I grew up in a very medical family, like a very professional, kind of like that was the career path that you were going to take. And I always like did those kinds of things just to make money, never thought of it like, oh, I could actually do my own business. I'm like, oh, I'll have my own dental practice or my own, medical practice someday. But it wasn't until I think my second year of college that I met one of the guest speakers. I was really passionate, Bill, about like just being that kind of liaison that would take the guest speakers to different classes and pick them up and drop them off at the airport because like I wanted to learn from them. And one of the guest speakers that came in was like a really well-known New York Times best-selling author. I ended up talking with her and her husband for 4 hours one evening, and what that actually turned into was they're like, oh, would you, be interested in an internship with one of our think tanks in Washington, D.C.? And what I started doing was like just basically social issue research into kind of problems in society today and presenting like what that data shows. Well, long story short, that actually was the turning point for me. I was like, I love this, like, just problem, solution kind of creation for organizations. Like, in this case, the think tanks had issues that they were kind of researching. I could, like, create different solutions to help solve those problems. So that kind of, going into that trajectory, I ultimately gave up medicine and just went out on my own. I did like an online MBA program, Bill, for a little while. just to try to get some more experience. But I soon realized, and probably other entrepreneurs out there can relate to this too, most of the professors, which were amazing, but they've never owned their own business before. And I'm like, man, if I really want to do this right, I got to go work for some entrepreneurs, or I got to go get some real world experience. So I started that. I actually started working in different digital marketing agencies, doing software engineering, eventually getting into digital marketing and paid ads, building software for companies, and then eventually starting my own like consulting company, doing advertising, custom software, and now a lot of AI software development and automation, Bill. So yeah, that's kind of a little bit of my story. There's a lot more to unpack, but just to keep things a little bit more succinct.
Jason, that was amazing. You know, you reminded me of something that entrepreneurs know this. If you want to own your own business, it's the greatest thing in the world because you can work any 26 hours a day you want.
Right? That's right.
It isn't for the faint of heart, but I love talking to folks like you, Jason, that actually have had the spirit to go out on their own and develop their own business. It's not for everyone. There's a little bit of hard work involved, but you have to have that. You have to have that yearning for learning, if you will.
That's right. That's right. I love that quote. Yeah. Learning, yeah, the yearning to learn.
Yeah, I just made that up. You could use it later if you want. No.
I will.
So one of the reasons that Jason's on with us is, as you folks, if you've been listening a long time, you know we're into renewable energy, sustainability, healthy lifestyles, and I love interviewing entrepreneurs. Well, Jason's going to be helping us with some of our marketing. I was very impressed with the AI. That was just dazzling. I know you're going to get to explain a little bit more about it. And everybody, you need to get your recorders out or listen to this three times, because it took me about five times to understand what he's talking about. But Jason, you're located in the beautiful city of Palm Coast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How'd you settle there?
So, yeah, I actually have a sister who met her husband living in the Palm Coast area. And I came down around 5 years ago now to actually help do a recording and meet photos and video for her wedding. And we had passed by Palm Coast all the time, going down to South Florida for vacations and everything. I'd actually been to St. Augustine a few times. I proposed to my wife there on Solano Beach in St. Augustine. And I never knew, you know, that Palm Coast existed, as bad as that sounds. But my wife and I were like, after the wedding, we went back up to Ohio. And yeah, Bill, the weather, it was like April, and I think we started getting snow. And I'm like, you know, we both work remotely. I was doing a lot of consulting. My wife was doing executive assistant work for different companies. And we're like, let's go move down to Florida. Let's see if we can make that happen. And yeah, the rest is history. We ended up selling our house up there in Ohio and then coming down here with our one kid at the time. But now, yeah, I have two other young kids, so three young kids at home. And yeah, looking back, it was a really good decision to come down here. I definitely love, yeah, the weathers being down here where it's a lot warmer. But that's kind of how we found Palm Coast, yeah, with a family connection.
Jason, is your last name Flegel? Is that Irish? What is Flegel?
So, yeah, it's actually, I like to say it's Flegel like a bagel.
Okay.
But it is German. So, okay. Yeah, the original history of our German ancestry was Flugel, kind of like the flugelhorn. But, yeah, it was when we came over to the United States, it was translated as Flegel, but it looks like Flegel, yeah, Flegle.
I've already put a dash over the top of the A, so to remind me, you know, the reason I asked that was when you said you had nine other people in the family. The first thing I thought of was the Irish people. They always had a large number of people. I think we had, my grandfather had eight siblings as well, so anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you know that the German people are very, very unique. They're very, they're very, how should I say that? They're not only just not intelligent, but they're very succinct. I think you used that word before, right? You look at their cars.
Right.
You look at their cars and make the engineering. It's just, it really is incredible.
Right. Absolutely
incredible. Okay, so you've had some amazing experiences. Talk a little bit about John Maxwell Company.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I've been really blessed to have worked with some really well-known organizations, even a lot of kind of newer startups, too. So really more established brands, but even, yeah, newer organizations that are kind of just starting out. But, yeah, John Maxwell was one of the most awesome projects that I had the opportunity to work on. So I was working with an agency at the time, and we were managing a lot of the professional management blog for John Maxwell. So the John Maxwell Company has a lot of different kind of programs, obviously on leadership, but a few other different coaching programs too. And one of the things that I specifically got to help with was their online blog for like middle level managers and managers at different companies. So what we would do, we would actually look through all of John's like writings. We worked with Charlie Wetzel, who was like one of the writers that works very closely with John Maxwell to like write the books and everything. But we would pull out just all this amazing content on, you know, how do you lead your team effectively? How do you overcome challenges? And I think me personally, I ended up writing, you know, more than 50 different blog posts for that platform that they had. It was amazing. And then, of course, yeah, just having the opportunity to also improve my own leadership skills through those experiences was really, really amazing. You know, in addition to John Maxwell, I've worked with like a shark from Shark Tank, one of the original sharks, Kevin Harrington. I did a lot of work with the Ziegler brand and also the Ziegler family brand. So, you know, if you're familiar or any of the listeners are familiar with Zig Ziegler, yeah, we did a lot of work with their brand, specifically on a project called The Secrets of Closing the Sale Masterclass, which was, yeah, one of the most successful online course launches of 2018. So I got to help create all of that masterclass content and work with Kevin Harrington and the Ziegler brand to kind of, yeah, pull out all of that amazing, valuable content on teaching people, yeah, how to sell. So we did a lot of work with entrepreneurs, but also established companies, you know, doing everything, Bill, from solar sales to, you know, selling door to door, you know, with other kind of products or services that businesses were offering. And it was, yeah, one of the most amazing experiences to have access to like Zig Ziglar's original journals and writings. And yeah, talk about like an education experience just in, just of itself. I mean, I feel like I got, I don't know, two or three MBAs worth of, you know, education on like how to do business ethically. And yeah, even my quote that I do business today is that you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what that they want. And that was one of Zig's, you know, most famous quotes. I use that as kind of foundational to how I run, you know, my own business today too. So yeah, and then a lot of other executives, you know, I've worked with, I think one of the executives at FedEx, and yeah, just really love that ability to come alongside these companies and these leaders that are like, hey, you know, we've got some sort of success, but we want to get to that next level and really come alongside them and, you know, figuring out what's the best way to level them up from where they're at right there. So, yeah, a lot of different experiences over the years, Bill.
Wow. Jason, we're so glad that you're in our community, and we're really, really happy that we've decided to partner with you to introduce solar to more of our friends in our community. Okay, if you guys are driving in a car now, first, got a question for you, Jason. What percentage of the people that are driving down the road right now and listening to this radio show would know the color of Zig Ziglar's wife's hair?
I would hope almost everyone.
Exactly. And what color is
definitely
it?
Definitely the redhead.
The redhead. I'll tell you what, if you've never read any of his books or listened to his tapes, you really have to do that. He was just a master. He had a way of speaking that just drew your attention, and you can't even describe it. It's kind of between what would say Edward R. Murrow and, you know, these yeah, really, yeah, really cool people. Well, you know what, Jason, can you hold on just a minute? Folks, hold on a minute. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start digging into what Jason can tell us about AI. We'll be right back with you. If somebody knocks on your door or a telemarketer's on your phone, you know it's not us. Hi, folks. This is Bill Gallagher with SolarFit. If you've been thinking about solar, we want you to knock on our door or call us. SolarFit's been a part of this community for over 47 years, and our customers love us. Couldn't say it if it wasn't true. Now's the time to go solar for your home or business. Give us a call at 445-7606.
SolarFit your life and set yourself free with the sun's free energy.
Hey, folks, Bill Gallagher. Welcome back to the SolarFit Renewable Energy Show. I'm speaking with my friend Jason Flagel, an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be back.
Okay, now we're going to do the deep dive. We're going to get into some real stuff. Tell everybody a little bit about AI.
Yeah, so I mean, I think at this point, most people have heard about AI. ChatGPT is one of the really big tools that kind of blew up recently. I think it was December of 2022 that they did that first release. And yeah, I was actually one of the first people that started to get access to it and use it. But yeah, AI kind of at its basic level is artificial intelligence. So it's kind of the point where computers are now able to take actions on their own. So you give it all this different kind of information. Think of it kind of like our brains as human beings. We're able to kind of store and then retrieve this different information that's in our head. Like when people ask us questions or we're chatting, being on a podcast, for example. But now with AI, you're actually training a computer to kind of answer some of those questions that you ask it. So ChatGPT is like one of the basic ways that you can use AI now. But yeah, you can log into ChatGPT with a free plan and just go in there and say, hey, can you help me, you know, create a marketing strategy for my local business? Or, you know, can you help me like create an email draft to someone who just wrote an email? And it will actually help create that for you. So I see it as a really positive way to kind of like level up all the work and the different things that people are engaged in today. But there are also, yeah, some concerns that people are starting to raise about, you know, who has control over how the AIs are trained and those different things. But yeah, that's kind of Bill, AI at its basic level.
Well, it is just so interesting. And I know that there's been some talk and people are concerned that this could replace humans and jobs. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I think, you know, through any kind of stage of history with a new innovation that's come about, there is always what I would call like a displacement. I think back to like when street lamps, you know, in the old days, in the 1800s or 1700s even, you know, they had those lamp lighters that would go out at night and, you know, light the lamps. When we started to get electricity and the incandescent light bulb and all of that, you know, those people, those jobs were replaced. But ultimately what it turns into is that now there are new opportunities that you can learn how to use, you know, these new technological tools like AI. So I do see potentially there's going to be a little bit of displacement. But to what extent, you know, I think we're still kind of waiting to see what that could look like. But in my opinion, I think it's just a really big opportunity to kind of, you know, level up or improve whatever it is that you're trying to do. Another kind of analogy I like to use, Bill, when people ask me like this question, I don't see it as like a replacement of, you know, people. I see it more of as like a co-pilot. You know, an AI tool is going to be able to help you, you know, increase the output of the work that you're trying to do, potentially help, you know, solve issues faster, prevent kind of errors that are coming about. I mean, even in the medical space, there was a new release for doctors, a new large language model, an LLM is what it's called, that it's able to actually reduce physician error. There was an improvement in that. So like I'm optimistic about that, but yeah, I do see it as like a way that you kind of are like using an Iron Man suit, so to speak. You know, it's not a replacement to who you are. It's kind of like an exoskeleton that you can use to level up whatever it is that you're trying to do.
I agree 100%, Jason. A couple of you know, similar instances as, you know, perhaps a coal miner in West Virginia that has done that all his life and now has transitioned into renewable energy. Or another example, I think you and I talked about this back in the 1800s when there were over 100,000 horses in New York City, just in New York City. And when the car came along, you know, the people that were shoeing horses, they lost their jobs. And but you know what? They became cab drivers. So there's always a way.
That's right.
There's always a way, for sure. No, I see this as being very positive. It's very interesting. We've got one of our fellows here that works here, Joe, that you met. Man, he is just – he can't get enough of that. He'll slowly teach me the way along with you, which we appreciate. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Wow. So what were some of the other people? You say Kevin Harrington with Shark Tank. What did you do with him?
Yeah, so we did so Kevin, the kind of the story of how that came about was we worked with the Ziegler company on doing a new project called the Ziegler Family. So it was basically using a lot of Zig Ziegler's principles on leadership and how do you apply that to your family life. And one of the directors at Ziegler actually received a message from Kevin Harrington who said, hey, you know, I am the pioneer of the As Seen on TV brand. I was like on Shark Tank, but I want to let you know that Zig Ziglar's book, See You at the Top, I read that when I was 16 years old doing door-to-door sales, and it had like one of the most profound impact on my success. And thankfully, the Ziegler team member was like, oh, we should probably take advantage of this. So they actually reached out to Kevin and were like, hey, you know, thank you so much for letting us know. You know, we'd love to talk with you and just get to know you and really, yeah, just appreciate you reaching out. Well, the kind of culmination of that connection actually turned into Kevin was looking to do something, you know, in the digital space, like an online course with his own legacy. But because of the impact that Zig Ziglar had on his life, the Ziegler team was like, well, what would it look like if we did like a Secrets of Closing the Sale kind of online course, but use and work with Kevin Harrington to kind of share all of Zig's principles in a way that they're kind of like co-leading it together. But of course, you know, Zig passed away at this point. So that's actually what ended up happening. I was brought in with our team to kind of help lead the content strategy, creating the course, creating a lot of the marketing materials. How do we facilitate it? How do we do all the filming? It was, yeah, amazing to work with Pitch Video there in the St. Pete area in near Tampa, who do a lot of the filming for like QVC and HSN. But yeah, we did all the filming, 20 plus hours of content there with Kevin Harrington and his team. And then, of course, the Ziegler team members would fly in as well. And then, yeah, we actually managed Kevin's personal brand, his new website development, blog content, email marketing content that would go out, helping to rewrite some of his book content as well. And yeah, Kevin is probably one of the best entrepreneurs I've ever worked with. Just a memory that sticks out is walking into his house. You know, he maintains direct eye contact. He tries to remember your name, and he just makes you feel really special. And that was something that was really evident to me. I noticed in all of his team members, you know, he's, I think, 100 million plus net worth, a couple hundred million net worth. But yeah, just him taking the time to chat with you and chat with me. And yeah, that was really, that stuck out to me for sure.
That is amazing. You know, one of the things that I see as I'm looking through some of your history is autism power. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of my really good friends, again, I'm from the Ohio area, and I worked a lot professionally in the Columbus, Ohio area. And one of my really good friends, actually a previous client, I did some work with the Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio. And the director there introduced me to, yeah, the founder of Autism Power. And through that kind of experience, I sat on their board. I helped just create like different pitch deck materials to help them with fundraising and everything. And actually, yeah, with that experience, I got to meet one of the other board members, which was Austin St. John, the original Red Power Ranger from the TV show The Power Rangers. And yeah, I mean, looking back, that was an amazing experience just to be able to kind of give back to especially younger people, you know, facing the struggles of autism, but also, you know, helping to promote, hey, there are resources out here. And one of the really cool systems and kind of processes that Autism Power developed, you know, Tony, the director, developed this out, was like a work and an employment model. So they actually partnered with a lot of businesses in the local Columbus, Ohio area to place individuals with autism, like give them an opportunity to work and get paid for it. So it was really cool to see that, to like offer this opportunity for independence and, you know, especially with people a little bit more on the severe side of the autism spectrum. It was really cool to be able to have them, yeah, just have these opportunities and really have a lot of fun, but also, yeah, just some of these things that we take a lot for granted, you know, just being able to go work and get a paycheck, you know, like it was so exciting to see the light and excitement of those, you know, individuals with autism going through that kind of program.
Well, that is, yeah, hats off to you, Jason, for doing that. Hey, got a question. Do you ever run into a fellow up in Ohio named Ron Yontz, a sports announcer?
I don't think so.
Okay. He was referred to me by another friend of mine, Nancy Ikes, and we interviewed him, oh gosh, several weeks ago, but very, very interesting guy, talking about Ohio and sports and things like that. But it's amazing the number of people that you meet by these different podcasts,
right.
Very interesting people such as yourself.
That's right. Oh, yeah. We're very connected to, you know, The Ohio State University. My two brothers, Josh and Justin Flagel, are some of the fastest swimmers in Ohio State history. So, yeah, we're very well connected to them. And, of course, yeah, have been Buckeye fans our entire lives.
I'll have to let Ron know that I found another one.
That's right.
That's for sure. Jason, I know you have big plans for what you're doing with us, and we're all putting that all together right now. We're very excited about it. But talk a little bit about, look, people listening in today, what can you do to help them with their businesses or just life in general?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, a big area of you know, focus for us is using AI to really empower like whatever that product or services that businesses are offering. So, yeah, I mean, just a recent project, we worked with an e-commerce brand. We developed out an AI tool that analyzes all of their customer data and then also all of their marketing messaging. And we were able to do at least like a 10x improvement on their ROI for all their marketing spend. We increased their user growth and new customers coming in. So, yeah, AI, like, for example, can, if it's used correctly, can be a really powerful asset to, you know, a company. Even just using kind of basic ChatGPT tools, there's a lot of like opportunity kind of there and accessible to businesses. And unfortunately, a lot of business owners, I think, are kind of like, you know, don't even know where to start. So that's where I like to create a lot of content on YouTube and my online courses, just to teach people on how to do, you know, how to embrace these different AI tools. But we also, yeah, offer AI kind of consulting services to businesses. And then, yeah, with Catalyst Brand Group, what we do, which is, I like to say it's a growth consulting company, we really specialize in three main areas. The first one is like getting very clear on the brand, on who they are, what they're trying to do, making sure that that kind of story that they tell to potential customers and leads really resonates in the right way. Creating a growth strategy, you know, a good kind of foundational plan that's going to be long term for them. And then the second piece is what I like to call platform. It's like a website or apps, potentially even a CRM, automation. Some of the AI components come into there too. But, you know, ultimately when people go to search, you know, your website online, if they look at online reviews or things for a business, like that is the typical go-to now today. Even, yeah, with your company, Bill, you know, you'd be surprised at how many people are like, oh, you know, solar services near me or solar panels near me. You know, they go right to Google, or, you know, as AI grows, they're going to go right to AI tools, and they're going to recommend, you know, local service business in their area too. But yeah, really getting a good detailed process optimized for conversion of leads and existing customers with that platform. And then the third is what I call promotion. You know, you got, when you have the platform and the brand strategy detailed, how do you promote it organically and also through like paid advertising? So we do a lot of pay-per-click advertising, We are currently running like a 4x return on investment for the ad spend. So what that means is a company, you know, when they work with us, we do a guarantee that we'll generate at least 4x their ROI on that ad spend budget when working with us. We've been averaging, I think, around 5 with our team, which is pretty good. Yeah, very impressed on that, and have an awesome team that kind of backs us up on executing on that.
Those are
the three main areas, and we kind of also do some custom things depending on the company and kind of their needs. But yeah, those are like the 3/4 main areas that we focus on serving businesses.
Jason, we're looking forward to working with you. We only got about 5 seconds left. How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, the easiest way is catalystbrandgroup.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn or Facebook, just Jason Slagle, J-A-S-O-N, and then Slagle, F as in fish, L-E-A-G-L-E.
Okay, folks, do it today. Give Jason a call. He's going to help you. Jason, thanks so much for coming on today. And folks, have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
SolarFit Renewable Energy Radio Show, paid for by SolarFit.